say if this is true or false. The panther and the leopard are two completely different species.
I think it might be false because I think panther and leopard both are cats. So I think it might be false.
When you look at a panther and when you look at a leopard, what's the fundamental difference you see?
When I see a leopard, leopards usually have spots, black spots on them. And panthers are usually black. I haven't seen it in real life, but I've seen pictures and videos of
them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you still think that they are the same species?
Yes.
Lions and tigers and leopards are all cats. Are they still the same species?
No.
No, but then would you still say the panther and the leopard are the same species?
Now you make me now confused.
I made you confused.
Yeah.
That's often a trick I love to play on kids. What's your final verdict?
I think they are not the same species. They might be different in different.
The truth is, panther and the leopard are the same species. And in fact, the panther is in essence a leopard only. There is just one gene in a panther which is a little different, and that is the gene that gives the leopard its circular markings. So a leopard that's born without that particular gene is effectively a panther. So there are panthers that have even given birth to leopards, the ones that have these circles. So it's not that they are completely different species.
That's a fact for me.
Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast about current events shaping our lives. This is Sangeeta, your host from India. And in this episode, I am joined by...
I'm Rishi Chaudhary. I'm 10 years old. I live in Mumbai.
Welcome, Rishi. This is the first time we're both chatting. And I think we're already off to a great start. Would you say so?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, we're going to be doing a 20-question style episode, which means Rishi has no clue what the topic is. So I'll read aloud the first couple of sentences of this topic, and then Rishi can ask me any number of questions, and then he needs to guess what the rest of the news story is. Ready, Rishi?
Yes, I'm ready.
The Painch Tiger Reserve in India, which is located in Madhya Pradesh, was recently certified to have been the first of a certain kind in India. Its certification is related to how the skies over the Painch Tiger Reserve is. I'd like you to guess what is it that Painch has received a certification for, and it is the first of its kind in India. No other national park or a wildlife reserve in India has a sky like this. So what do you think I'm talking about?
Are there more tigers now?
In Painch, yeah, there probably are more tigers now than there were maybe 50 years ago. But the award has nothing to do with the tigers there. It has to do with the sky.
Was it like a sky show?
Sky show? Very interesting. You could think of it like nature throwing a sky show. It's not like people have to set up the sky show.
It's about nature. So is it related to the sun?
Sun. Very interesting. It is the exact opposite of the sun.
The moon.
Yes, it is the moon and other things that you see at the time when you see the moon.
The stars.
The stars, yes.
So was it like the moon and the stars were like a tiger?
You mean together they all form the shape of a tiger in a constellation like a tiger in the sky? Oh, what a lovely imagination. No. Whenever you want a hint, you ask me, okay? I don't want to give away hints randomly.
Okay, I need a little hint.
You need a hint? Let me leave you with one question. Maybe that is a better hint. What would you ideally like to see in the sky if you were camping in Painch?
I would like to see constellations.
Yes, you would like to see, wouldn't you? So what would you not like to see when you are camping in the night? Related to the sky, I'm not talking about some scary wild animal attacking you. I'm sure you wouldn't want that. But the context is the sky.
In the sky, I wouldn't like that if the clouds are covering some of the stars and the moon.
Absolutely right, because you're there, you're camping in the wild in the night, and you want to see the sky beautiful. You want to see the sky in all its glory, beautiful stars twinkling and shining. You don't want the clouds covering them. Can anybody certify that Pench will never have clouds covering its sky?
It is not possible to say that because you might never know. In the rainy season, especially, clouds may come.
Absolutely. So, what is it that you can certify about the night sky then?
I think it has clear sky.
Absolutely right. You're on the right track. Why are skies in some parts of the world cleaner and clearer than in other parts of the world? What is it that people can do that can help the skies stay clearer?
I don't know that.
Okay, you live in Mumbai. If you were to go up on the terrace of your building and if you were to look at the sky, do you think you would see a very clear sky with stars? Or if you went into a village far away and if you were to stand in the middle of a farm in the night and see the sky, would you see the sky, would you see the stars clear there?
I think it might be in the village. I think in Mumbai, because of some factories and some people even burn garbage. So that is why the smoke release goes into the sky, and that is why the sky can't be clear.
Fabulous. So what do you think people in Pench might be doing on account of which they might get some special certification?
I think they don't let anyone start a fire. Like, no burning anything.
Brilliant idea. So they probably don't allow someone to burn anything. So you've got all the way till here. So let me give you the final answer. You're very much close to the real answer. Pench Tiger Reserve is the first reserve in India which has got a certification to become a dark sky national park, which means it'll have very, very clear skies. So if you were to camp in Pench, you can see the Milky Way in all its glory with your naked eye. You don't need very fancy instruments. You can see the sky absolutely clearly. And one of the many things that you know that you need to do to get a certification like that is like you can't burn things. You can't have smoke. There's one more thing that people should not do, which is they cannot allow people to have a lot of street lights. Why do you think street lights are so bad?
I think if there is too much light, you wouldn't be able to see everything clearly.
Yes, too much light means there's light pollution. The clarity of the sky itself gets affected. Next time you get a chance, just gaze at the sky in the middle of the night, you know, when you're in Mumbai. And also, when you get to travel into the countryside or to a wildlife reserve or national park, or even just far away from any big city, just look at the sky in the night. You'll see a difference that because of the street lights and all the lights that we turn on inside our houses and buildings, the sky is very polluted with light. It's not polluted with just no smoke, which we all think about as a leading cause of a disturbance in life. It's not just air pollution, it's even light pollution, which is a very big problem. So, Pench is going to be the first place in India where there will be no light pollution. Which brings me to the second half of today's news story. I'm going to give you the next two lines and I want you to guess the rest of this news story. Up for it?
Yes.
By getting certified as a dark sky national park, Pench will also be able to attract a new set of customers who will visit the national reserve for further studies that they would like to continue. What kind of people are we talking about, and why will Pench be able to earn money by being a dark sky national park?
Are those people astronomers?
Yes, they are.
When I think about space, the most people that come into my mind are astronomers and also astro scientists because they also make rockets.
I don't know if rocket science gains a lot from studying the Milky Way with the naked eye, but astronomers certainly do. So they do bring fancy equipments because with their telescopes they'll be able to see much better in a clear sky. like in a place like Pench than they can in, other parts of the world. So the tiger reserve will also be able to now attract these kind of people. They can charge them extra money because they're giving them a fantastic place to go study the sky. It is not just that people will be able to read the night skies better or understand the universe we live in and the stars better. There's also a lot of benefit that the creatures that live in Penj are going to derive.
I think the birds would also enjoy living there because no light pollution. They would be able to see very clearly in the sky. And the animals on land, I think they would live a peaceful life without, again, light pollution. Because if there is too much light pollution, they wouldn't be able to sleep, right?
Yeah, that's true. The diurnal animals, the ones that stay up the day, they have to sleep at night. If you have a street light glaring, at them, they can't sleep. Just like we turn off the lights in our bedroom when we go to sleep, don't you?
Yes.
Would you like to sleep with the light on?
No.
No. Yeah. You were bang on when you said that birds are able to live a much more peaceful life, because migrating birds very often they get lost because they use the stars and the moon for guidance. And with all these lights glaring from so many places, sometimes they're not able to see very clearly. Very often they go smash into buildings where there is a light on because they don't understand where they are going. So birds' migratory routes also get affected quite a bit because of all this light pollution. So, yes, birds and animals benefit quite a lot. But if you were to go to Penj and camp in the middle of the night there, what do you think you'll experience?
I think I'll see many constellations.
Yeah. Do you know names of many constellations?
I've heard about the Big Dipper.
Big Dipper, what does it look like?
Almost looks like a spoon. Like how mothers feed their babies, they use a spoon, right? It looks like that to me.
Oh, interesting. So yes, so if you were to stay in Pinch, you can definitely see the Big Dipper. On that note, shall we go on to the quiz time in this episode?
Yes, I would like to ask one question, then you ask one question.
Okay. Only two. We usually have three questions.
Who should the third question?
Who should ask the third question? Very interesting. Would you like to ask? Because I keep asking all the time. So you go ahead and ask me too.
Okay, first question is, which tiger reserve is awarded a certification in India to be the first of its kind?
The answer is Penj Tiger Reserve in Madhya Pradesh becomes India's first ever dark sky or night sky park. Second question, which is Rishi's favorite constellation that he would like to see if he ever went to Penj Tiger Reserve and camped there?
I'd like to see the Big Dipper. Okay, the last question is, why is the night sky clear at the Penj Tiger Reserve?
Because they've managed to do whatever it takes to have little to zero light pollution. They've turned off street lights. They do not also allow too many people to live very close to the Penj Tiger Reserve. So if those people turned on their lights in the middle of the night, then that would also hurt. Hey, on that note, do you have any fun facts, wildlife fun facts or trivia that you want to share with us?
Which is one of the animals that lives only a few hours? Its lifetime is only for a few hours. Like
Is it
how
an
tortoises live 100 years and dogs live 12 years. Like that insect, or you can call it an animal, lives for only few hours.
spider?
No. The
Fly.
answer is a mayfly. A mayfly.
On that note, here's some information to all of our listeners on how we go about producing each one of our episodes. So the first step is always we brainstorm and come up with a list of topics that we think are positive, meaningful, and engaging to young children and for whole families to sit down together and listen to. And the next step is, of course, the recording process, where we invite a child or more than one child in each of our episodes. And we are very conscious that children should be allowed to express their ideas freely without the fear of being judged, because we don't believe that there are right and wrong answers to most questions. And then we edit them in the back end. We remove unwanted pauses or other statements, and we insert all the fun sound effects that kids love so much. Each one of these take time, effort, and money. So if you've enjoyed listening to our episodes and would like to support Team What's New Today, you can support us by donating any sum of your choice. Link to supporting us is in the show notes below. We'll be back soon with our next episode. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Sangeeta, and from my young co-host today.
Bye-bye.